Comes to Kingston Real Estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
What's going on? What's the work like? Tanya Dahaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusa Dache, Ungahuwa and Hadiwa Nodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani Nich Kuank, Doug Farquhar, Indigenous, Meanwhile, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Shnabi the Waywin. And here we go. Aboriginal Voices on this absolutely gorgeous May the 19th, 2026. And we have a special guest for everybody to hear tonight. And Rachel, welcome back. We loved having you here.
Oh, it's always so nice to be down in the basement of Carruthers Hall with you guys. I love it.
Hey, wait a minute.
Rachel is back.
We're in the catacombs, yes, but it's nice. It's cool down here.
I don't know that it's a basement.
It's subterranean.
You can feel the cool breeze.
There you go.
We'll just say that.
Nice. You can feel that in the wintertime.
You sure can. You sure can.
Anyway, Rachel, we love having you come in and visit us, and you always send great information, places to go or places to see. I like the wintertime ones, though. Yeah, when you get out and you go to snowshoeing or cross-country skiing or something like that. Sean, what pictures do you like to see that she sends us?
She does the snowboarding? No, skiing. Skiing, and there was a particularly interesting, I guess, you could say, where she's dressed as Santa.
Oh, no, I missed that one.
You didn't see that one?
Well, I don't remember it.
Wow.
I probably did see it. Yeah.
It was a part of a thing?
It was quite
free.
A while ago now, yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was just this year, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. It feels like a long time ago, I guess. But Doug, you would love it. You would love it. It's everyone dresses up as Santa and skis down the hill.
Okay. Yes, I do remember. There was more than you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
The hill was red.
Oh, it was quite red, and you had a few elves in there and a few Grinches. Yeah. So.
The odd Grinch coming downhill.
Yeah.
Screaming, yelling, get out of the way.
Well, did absolutely. They get free? Did absolutely. They have to pay? Did the Grinch have to pay?
No, no. So if you dressed as Santa, it was free. Yeah. That's the real incentive, other than the cool factor and the fun factor.
Yeah.
You save yourself like
$100.
That is
cool.
But I love these. I love getting together with you guys and seeing what you have to, what kind of art projects we get into.
Well, that's why you're here tonight. Yes, mm-hmm. A special invitation, but it also coincides with projects that we have been doing over the past month and a bit. We've had a guest speaker, Kristen, who talks about being outdoors and getting a sense of the feeling when you're as you go through a forest or near a river or near a lake. And she's been doing a little bit with us twice a season is the plan.
Wow.
So we've already done last fall, the winter. Now she's done two for the spring and left us with a challenge. And the challenge is go out and pick one thing and bring back something from it, but you can't take anything away.
Okay.
So from your trip to the forest or your trip to the park or, you know, even if it's just down an old farm laneway, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So that's been her challenge. And so I thought of you right away because you and Sean constantly challenged me to make my photographs better. Constantly.
I think we do enjoy. That is a topic of conversation that we all really enjoy getting into and discussing. And
so, and I remember years ago now, I can't remember how many years ago, you came in and you and Sean both brought in electronic microscopes that hooked up to your cameras, or yeah, you're laughing, except that now I own three different ones because I loaned them out, and next thing you know, I need one. And, oh, no.
Go buy another one.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
I still cherish my great big heavy stereoscopic microscope. So it's only, 5, 10, and 20 power, but it's, it still allows me to go out and get a leaf under it or a rock under it or a bug under it. And
I reckon those are better quality by far.
Well, no, the quality that you brought hooks right onto a cell phone, and that makes it better because you can take the photograph of the image that you see through the microscope. And then you have it to use in conversation like we're having right now, or a conversation when your friend's at a table chatting or eating a good meal and say, oh, have you seen this sort of plant in the woods?
Guess what this is.
No. Well, the boys that I'm going to tell you about later, that they're 8 and 11 years old, the two of them. And they challenge me all the time now when we go on trails or we go hiking. And, they'd say, okay, well, here's a picture for you. Can you guess what it might be? And it's the one that you have that you hold out to the side and you put it on the image that you're looking for. And I don't know, how many power is that? That's really powerful.
Which one?
The one that goes to my cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like a
Maxi. It's
like
called
a big pen or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I think you can adjust that one. Can you?
Yes. Yeah, you can.
I want to say I saw one that went to 1,000, but I don't know. That seems like a lot.
I can see plant cells.
Wow.
Not in them, but you can see the shape of them and, sort of the bulk of something inside. So they go and they go out and they take my camera or in my phone and or not the camera, the phone and the microscope. And they'll go and do a little hike just close by so it's not too far. Mm-hmm. And they come back and they'll have 1, 2, 3 that they've picked. So we transfer them over and then that's all I see. I don't see the other ones around it, right? Don't see the photograph that they took to go with it, it's because they've come up with a really good idea. Use the cell phone, go click, take a picture of whatever it is that they can see standing there, and then take the microscope and put it close up to something, and that's what I have to try and guess.
That's fun.
One day I guess, I said, well, that's really weird. You'd love this one.
Because what's that?
I said, that looks like a shingle. Like an asphalt shingle off a roof. Yeah. But the places where we were, they're all made of wood and cedar shakes. And where in the world did you find that? Because I know you just did it about 20 minutes ago. They were laughing and laughing. Okay, well, find the next one, and it'll be a trail because it's at the end of the trail. So I had to figure out what the next one was, and it was an oak leaf dead on the ground, but it was an oak leaf. I don't know what. Maybe they had a corner of the curvature of the outside edge of the leaf in it that helped me figure out. Okay, so
that's a great game.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Keeps your brain sharp.
I did not know what the first one was, and they giggled and laughed, and it was the hole in a tree.
Oh, interesting.
They had picked an ash tree. I should have known by the shape of the hole. It was a sideways D, like a capital D.
Well, now you'll know.
So it was an ash hole?
No.
Is that why they...
It was an ash tree.
Did you guys, speaking of these things and nature and all that jazz, do you guys ever go to the Science Rendezvous? That was recently.
Over at MacArthur.
No,
I did not get to do this.
No,
it was on a day that I could not make it.
No. It wasn't. It wasn't as big as it usually is this year.
Am I thinking of the same one? The one that's being held
at K
Rock. K Rock, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to go, but I was unable to because duties. Duties elsewhere.
Obligations.
Yeah. Things that needed to be done.
Have you
and
been?
Only by me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes that's just the way it is. Do you know about this, Doug?
No.
Science Rendezvous?
I've heard about it, but never been.
Sean, we should take Doug on a field trip sometime next year.
Science Rendezvous.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Oh.
It is built for people like you.
Oh, is that right? Uh-oh.
Would you disagree, Sean?
No. is it like a week?
No, it's only a day. Oh. It's only one day, and it's 10 to... But it was on the 9th. I want to say it was on the 9th this year. But it's always like second weekend of May or something like that. It's always like early-ish May.
Oh, okay.
And it's at the K-Rock, and they get people like just science demos set up. So you get to the school that comes out, a bunch of the different fields and stuff like that, departments. The different museums will come out sometimes. Mm-hmm. They have lots of experiments and fun things for kids to do. A lot of it's pretty like... You know, it goes over my head, a lot of it. And then they have science shows. So they'll do like 3 or 4 like demonstrations on the big stage and you can go check it out. So
it's not like balloons on the wall kind of thing.
No.
It's like real science.
Yeah, I think the parents get pretty excited about it. It's tailored to be exciting and fun and draw kids in, but... You know, the adults get super excited, and it's not just an adult thing.
Is there lasers?
Sometimes, yeah. They had, they usually have like robots and stuff. So they'll have like the walking robot dogs. They have experiments that they're doing. So one year I took part in a gait study where hook things up and you walk and you participate
in
their stuff.
That's how they recognize you.
Yeah. They're just collecting data.
Did they, didn't you ever see that on the, the TV? Yeah, they got that AI thing or something. And it goes through and it says, that person has the same gait.
Yeah.
So that's the guy you're looking
Very
for.
Very identifiable.
That's the back, because you can't change your gait.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, you can, but it's very, you put a lot of effort into it, I imagine.
Guy.
Doug, next year, bud, we'll take you. It'll be fun. We'll clear the schedule.
Well, but it's the first weekend
it's
in May?
It's usually around like the 10th, 12th of May.
Oh, okay.
So... Second weekend, maybe. Mm. I don't know if there's a general
rule.
That's
Mother's Day.
That's why I couldn't go.
Mother's Day.
No, yeah. So maybe it's the day before Mother's Day because that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, Mother's Day.
Yes.
There's like racing at the Shannonville Speedway.
Is that right?
Mother's
and it's
racing
on Mother's
their
Day.
Cars?
Well, it's Mother's
that's
Day weekend.
Fun.
And I've always sort of wanted to. To go, but I can't.
Oh no!
Yeah, you don't think you can
go on Mother's Day. That's wrong.
Drag people, be like, this will be fun. The Speedway. I mean, that sounds like fun. I would go.
Come to the drag strip, Mom.
Know something different, something fun.
Yeah, but the idea is send the males away who don't want to be. There for tea all the time.
What? Wait, you
go visit your mom and then say, "Go off to the races."
And then say, get out of here.
Anyways,
that's the gift.
Now, did you happen to hear this thing happening again? I don't know if it's true or not, but they're gonna get rid of them snowbirds.
Oh, well, they're not gonna get rid of them. They're just gonna ground. The planes.
No more.
The pilots are still there. They're going to buy them.
Well, what are they going to do? Just hold their hands out to their sides?
No, they're buying nine new ones. The only difference is they're going to ground the snowbird planes at the end of September 2026.
Wait, what is
this? And they're going to get the new planes from Switzerland in 2032.
Of course, they're going to be Switzerland planes.
Well, I don't know. But they're the planes that the pilots use to do precision flying.
Oh, it could be that, or Spirit planes. Those are up for sale, aren't they? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that one. She got one on us. Maybe Doug could...
Write that down.
Maybe Doug could...
Go for it. You're in trouble now.
No.
Let's get back.
No, she said it, not me.
Let's get back to why we're here, okay?
All righty.
Just a quick chat, and then we'll go to a bit of music. And I got, actually, when you were talking about hot air balloons and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun. Would they have those at the science thing? Rendezvous?
You know, if someone was willing to fund it, sure. Mm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but see, I know what he's going for. Same as he keeps asking when we have the Stemina, the project here where the science... Yeah, the indigenous science teams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here
at Queens.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have an outdoor space, so if you need permits.
You said that this event takes place at the... K-Rock Center, which is a great big arena.
Yeah, they shut down the street in front as well. So they have telescopes, you can look at the sun, and they've got outdoor exhibits, they've got bees. And
yeah.
I don't know if you want to look at the sun.
You can do pop bottle rockets.
Oh, there you go.
Plastic
bottles. Like the plastic kind. Yeah, water rockets.
Yeah, you put water in them and you pump them up with air, and eventually they'll take off. Yeah. That was a real success when I was teaching.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was so much fun. In fact, what we did was go out onto the sports field where there's football, where you kick the football for 3 points.
Players? Football players?
No, football players.
No, just the field or by the
score.
Yeah, what do you call that? The big yellow thing. We're all sports fans here, clearly.
The goalpost?
I think so, yeah. All right. I don't know if there's a special name for it, but yeah, the goalpost.
The least athletic among the three of us. And I knew it was called a goalpost.
There you go.
Good for me.
I won't tell you. I was driving all day thinking about other things. but what we did once they learned how to use the air pump, and we're willing to stand close enough to the pop bottle rocket before it takes off. Because when it takes off, it leaves water behind.
Okay.
And if you don't put it on properly, it wobbles. And as it goes up, it wobbles and turns the base and shoots the water out. And if you're not smart enough to get out of the way in a hurry,
you
get that stream of water. But it doesn't take long that everybody knows how to do it. Yeah. But then they said after they get the first, everybody got a chance to do it. They all went in. They tried to put fins on it because, you know, aerodynamically.
Yeah.
Planes, for example, they all know that they have these tiny ones at the back of a plane.
Yeah.
So they wanted to figure out what they could put on the base of their pop bottle rocket. Okay. A lot of fun. A lot of experimenting. And... But then they came up with a better idea than mine, just go out and put it in the field and fire it off. Uh-huh. They wanted to know, how far back do we have to be? And what about the tilt on it a little bit? Can we put the bottle, the rocket, over the goalpost?
Oh, yeah.
The uprights. So that
now they're thinking.
But that was so much fun.
Did they do it?
Oh, yes.
Is it stimmy? What did you call it?
Stem.
Stem.
That's science, technology, energy, or engineering and math.
No, but the group, you said
it's an indigenous organization. It's a club.
Yeah. Right. What are they called?
Stamina?
Yeah.
Stamina? Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we'll get them stamina guys on here.
You pull
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that would be so cool. I want to know more about this.
Yeah, we'll get that information.
Okay,
for you.
All right.
I wish I had a photograph to show you because, a photo is worth more.
Like a few years ago, gosh, was this before COVID? No, it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. Like there was an engineer, rocket scientist girl.
Here.
From like Ganawage, I think, or Gunasadage, or Akwesasne.
No.
Oh, something like that. Anyway, she was here and she built a rocket and she wanted to shoot it off. Like it wasn't just her, there was like other people there, but for the story, it was just her. And she shot it off, but she wasn't allowed to go because of the COVID.
Oh, no.
So she got to see it, I think.
Yeah.
Weasels.
That's brutal. That would be so fun. Yeah. That would be so great.
It's like, you can't do. You can send it down for us to shoot off.
Yeah. You're like,
well,
wait a second.
We'll show you how well it did. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, we got to reach out. That would be fun.
I wonder if she's still here. Probably not.
Oh, not that many years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, unless she's doing a PhD. I don't know. We could find out.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Good. Let me look it up.
All right. So, Rachel, tonight we're going to talk about going on a trip on a trail.
Yep.
It can be imaginary, but I did bring a photo of my latest trip.
Okay,
on trail
next
to Ox Tongue Rapids.
I bet you had a lot of opportunities for...
There are stories galore that go with it, but I just brought one picture. And we can use
how restrained of you.
Picking it took an hour and a half. Okay, because I wasn't sure what I could do that would be different from you and Sean. Because you know I have a lovely photograph that's hanging in the piano room at my house, and it's about 8x12, and Sean took that picture and gave it to me many years ago. We won't tell you how many. But he must have been lying on his tummy at the time to get the photograph because he has these little mushrooms, purpley color mushrooms. He didn't pick them to eat them or anything.
He took a
photograph and then he had it framed and it became my, I don't know whether it was a Christmas present or birthday present or something that you gave to me. But I took it and it was like, mesmerizing when you look at it, you know, because the photograph that he got, the way the light hit it and all that sort of thing. So that's the idea that we want to bring about. What suggestions and what have you done and what can you sort of model for young people, people your age, people Sean's age, even people my age? Okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
Young, medium, and old.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
I think, we're all pretty close to medium at this point.
No. Hey, we're not barbecuing.
We'll just take an average,
I'm going to go with medium on that.
medium extra. Extra medium.
Okay. All right. So I'll turn it over to you. What comes to mind when you think of a photograph that you've taken?
Okay.
And the trail you've taken.
Okay. Well, so there's a couple different approaches that I take. Of course, there's in the field as you're walking and you want to take a look. I always, whatever catches my eye, right? Of course, we like to play with light. So sometimes I will stage it so that the light is behind the thing. Like backlighting the thing, whatever object, whether it's flowers or like wheat or maybe not wheat, but like grasses or a tree. And I like to have that silhouette and that kind of interesting dynamic with the way that it outlines the object in question. It does mean that it's a little bit darker, but depending on your camera settings, the subject of what you're looking at will sometimes automatically adjust if you have like automatic adjustments. So you don't always have to worry about it being too, too dark. So that's something that I play with a lot. I have a picture of some flowers that I took that are black backlit, and you can kind of see it makes the petals glow a little bit more. And so I enjoy doing that. And
when you say outline, I'm intrigued here with this because I've done that sort of in June, probably near sunset. The light streams through the trees, and then there's a bright, like almost like someone's shot a spotlight on the plants.
Yeah.
And malva plant, for example, is a pink plant, but when the light comes through, I don't see that pink, but as you were talking, I think, oh, I should go back and look at them because the silhouette around the edge may be something that I should be looking at.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I like about it. I know it's a technique that I kind of fall back on again and again because I quite like how it makes the subject stand out. Somehow. So that's always something that I like. But I also think I like playing with things. So if you, depending on what it is that you have, if you want to take a picture of a rock, maybe put it in a puddle or something. Or if you have a case for my phone, for example. I don't really have a waterproof camera of any other kind, but if I'm using my phone, I have a case that I can take swimming, and you can, Sean's nodding his head, you can dip it down beneath and then get that split level of underneath the water as well as above and kind of get that split view, I guess, of whatever it is. And then again, you can play with the light quite a bit, especially if you're in the water and stuff.
Oh, okay. But you have to be in the water so that you're watching it come down, or is this you're on land and you're doing it?
It just depends. It depends on what you're, like, I'll take it if I'm out swimming or paddling, and then I'll use that and I'll look up maybe and use the water above as the backdrop. But I'll also, like, if you have like a little puddle or something like that, or you're on a trail by some swamp stuff, I'll bring my camera right down, and then I'll get that eye level look at the water and try and play around with stuff. So that's a technique I think that I really enjoy playing, or a couple. I guess those are a couple techniques that I really enjoy.
Where do you find a box that would be watertight for all the different cameras that are around?
Well, so this is something I've had my eye kind of looking out for, but I haven't actually acquired yet. But I've seen people do it with small fish tanks.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. You can either get like a box one, which you would obviously only lower partway through, or if you found one of those old traditional round ones, you could put a smaller thing in there. And you could try that, but
I think the square box.
Make sure it doesn't leak first. Test it if you buy it off Marketplace or something.
that will give you a straighter, more.
You're right.
The round one would give you a parallax view or something.
Yeah. But I feel like there's a bunch of different things you could do in the field if you wanted to play around with it and make something more conceptual, or just play with the elements that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you guys think? What about you, Sean?
A few years ago, I purchased these kind of like a Ziploc bag, but it's specifically for your phone.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And this was, I don't even really know why I bought them. I think I was going on a boat or something. And, I want to make sure my phone doesn't die. And I put them in there. They were clear, so you could take pictures if in the water through.
They can be tricky.
Yeah.
That's cool. And did you find that you had some cool pictures out of it, or did you play around with it much?
I did not. I don't think I even pulled them out of the package.
Well, I know, right? We're going to have to change that. Yeah. I'm going to task you with that, and you can get back to us a little later in the summer.
For the life of me right now, I don't know why I bought them. I'm told that...
canoeing?
Possibly. I don't know. There was probably some sort of water thing in my life, and so I purchased them.
That's why I got mine, was canoeing and just being in the boat or swimming and wanting to have, like, a camera that was going to be my best bet. And then I realized I was having a lot of fun with it and just started, you know, taking lots of different pictures. So I believe in you, Sean. I do have those plastic camera bag ones for the...
The GoPro type cameras and stuff like that as well.
Okay.
So there are water tight. You can still push the button to.
Okay.
Mine is not GoPro.
Yeah.
It is a GoPro knockoff.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy about that.
I was gonna say you probably saved a few bucks.
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah. And I want to get one of those, actually. I'm afraid of it not working, but I would very much like to get something where I can actually use it like a camera. I think it would be much better than...
Yeah, you can use those ones as cameras as well.
Yeah. Well, you can show me. You can show me later. What about you, Doug?
Doug wants to buy a drone.
Oh,
that would be something I would like to do.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we had Paul Carl show up.
Yeah.
And his friend, I don't know what his friend's name was.
Uh-huh.
Fonzie.
Okay.
And he's into drones now.
Yeah. Paul Carl.
Paul Carl is a drone master.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Okay.
And he was here talking about drones. Get a drone. Buy a drone. It was almost like you thought he sold them.
Get a commission. I mean, you know, my friend has one, and they're so much fun. They're a lot of fun. I mean, you can get a million different kinds and different features and stuff, so it you can really get into the weeds when you're thinking about what kind of drone you want, what price point you're willing to pay. You know, what features, what battery life, how, I don't know, high it can go. Like, I don't know. There are a million different features, and I didn't look into it very much. But my friend, he was really happy with his. Anytime we go hiking and we're able to bring it, we do. It's pretty small. Fits, you know, it's kind of like a small camera bag, and we pull it out. And sometimes it's something as simple as, like, like a selfie, like pictures, well, not a selfie, but like take a picture of, you know, us as a group, but, you know, really cool. So, for instance, we were out on the Cat Trail or KMP, one of those, and we were standing on a peninsula. And so we flew the drone out over the water and took a picture of us standing at the edge of the peninsula. So, you know, that's a kind of a fun picture that you can't. You can't just take by setting it up somewhere. So,
no.
But also you can surveillance the, like, check out the whole area as well. Like, so we would use it to just check out the different spots and, oh, do we want to go canoeing here? Do we want to do this? The only thing is you can't use it in a lot of parks, and you can't really use it up high where it would be super cool because like on mountains and stuff, because it's way too windy.
Oh yeah.
And we did get ours stuck on a cliff.
Oh, yeah?
That was a bit of an ordeal getting it down.
That's when you did rock climbing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it just flew into a cliff. I think the wind took it.
Yeah. So that's, you had to buy another one?
We had to throw rocks at her for like half an hour to try and get it down.
Oh,
and then
my
friend ended up band-aiding a couple spots because it like broke. Mm. But for the most part, it was in good shape. So
lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Well, I did. I got my picture for you, Sean.
Okay.
Rachel.
Yeah. Very nice.
So, but what is your approach, Doug?
I stand as close to the water, but not in it. In the spring, they tend to be. The ice has just gone out of it, so you never know.
It's still pretty chilly.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly. We tested it. We were going to go canoeing in the lake, but the hiking went out. But I'll show you after, because what caught my eye was the colors that the colors in the forest were just changing. And up Dwight or north of Dwight, before you get into the west side of Algonquin Park.
Okay.
This is a river that cuts through there.
What was this in the spring?
Just last week.
So, okay, nice.
Last week. I don't know. What day was it? I forget.
Yeah. No. But yeah, trees coming out.
It was on Sunday. Okay. Since this is Tuesday, it was just a couple of days ago.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
But
so long
but
ago.
The color of the leaves are just the early colors. So they're kind of a lime green
bright,
color.
Yeah.
But they're not fully out, and there's not the
full
dark
of zest.
Oh, they're in the get me
they're
out
ready
of
for
this
life
winter cloak that you have me in. But the water, the moving water, creates a different kind of blue. Than on the lake, and so I thought, okay, what I want to do. So there's a combination of rock. Uh-huh. The rocks narrow in from both sides of the river, and you can see the height of the water. So it's like a good meter drop, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
And so there's just a body of water in front of me. These rocks and the color of the water going over the rocks changes every second. And then you see the blue in the distance, and then you see some of the trees around. A lot of black spruce and white spruce and a few pines. But mostly it's this water. But it brings to mind everything I see when I go hiking. Mm. Water, rocks, trees. And it comes in all kinds of combinations.
Yep.
So I'm going to challenge people to take it that way. This one, which one do you look at first? So that's what I'll ask you to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have a picture there, Sean.
Well, you brought out your picture, and I think I missed a memo or something like that.
No.
I don't really remember being asked to bring something.
Oh.
I think you've got quite a variety to choose from. I don't think that you.
So I picked this one.
Okay.
Because of it had water in it too.
Yes.
As I thought, well, maybe it's a theme.
Oh, it is. Could be.
Rachel, maybe it's a theme
Rachel
that he's going
on
for.
The water. Yeah.
No, so I picked this one. This is at, I'm going to go with Vanderwater Park.
Yeah, very nice.
Where's
if
that?
Vanderwater?
Yeah.
It would be 37, I think.
37?
On 37.
North of the 401.
North of the 401.
Where's 37? 37.
You know where Belleville is?
Oh.
More or less.
Okay, yeah.
There's two off ramps, on ramps.
Okay.
One is
okay.
Like 61, and the other one is 37.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
62.
62 goes north there.
It's 62.
Let me ask you a question while we're sitting here looking at this. You're playing with the light here. What time of the day was that?
It's probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Maybe 6.
Mm-hmm. Just the way the light is hitting the top of the trees.
So, yeah.
And then your subject in the foreground.
Yeah.
Almost as Rachel was describing, has a bit of a silhouette.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, looking off into the distance. The abyss that is life.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That sounds like a title to a memoir.
What?
The abyss that is life. I mean, you know.
I was listening to The Moth on the way in.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
I like The Moth.
I was listening to The Moth, and then I turned over to this station, and they were talking about something that.
Oh, okay. But that is a lovely
more
photograph.
Important, earlier on.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're going to have to a challenge for each of us.
Yep.
For, you know, one photo from each season.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to try and do it from a similar location, not just all over. That's going to be my idea.
Okay.
You know, just to look at the change, what it's like.
Yeah.
Try to do the same spot. Because last fall we were hiking in Rideau Trail.
Yeah.
And it was fall, so everything was, the leaves were dropping quickly and while we were hiking. And so the forest floor had this litter of leaves and the trees with leaves still left in them were kind of changing the colors, browns and yellows and a few reds here and there. And I took a photo and a friend took a photo. And so we ended up with each person walking on the same trail, but with no one else around. Mm. And these photos, and so one of them is hanging on our wall at home. Mary walking, it's not a picture where it's like a portrait or you're looking in her face or anything. You know she's thinking about something as she's walking.
Yeah.
But the colors, like the fall colors all around it.
Mm.
And I have another picture with my granddaughter and her grandmother walking on the trail. I have a series of about 20 photos of them walking away from me. each of them with a walking stick.
Okay, yeah.
And that was back when my granddaughter was 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just sort of waist high.
Yeah.
And they walked over the trail, and it curved downward away from me.
Yeah.
And I had taken one, thought, okay, I got it just before they're both in sync on walking, and they both have their stick out, and you can't see their faces, but they're walking along, and they must be talking.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Talking about the...
I look and say, wait a sec. Ah, that one. The young one is losing her legs to the hill. And as they go over the hill, they're walking, and each of them are disappearing. So I took a series of photos like that. So so I've done that now, not only at different times. That's a Mother's Day thing that we've done with the kids. And
why is the hill taking her legs?
Well, they're walking away, and I'm standing still.
You have to visualize.
Go there.
Yeah.
Visually, they just go right over the hill and down.
Starts at the feet, Sean.
It's unfair.
And then it goes for the knees.
So maybe somebody should alert others that this hill is out there.
Okay, well, here's another part for you that's really fun. I still have those sticks.
Oh, okay? Yeah, is that right?
The same walking sticks. And we now fast forward about 18 years. And the two of them walking along doing the same trail on Mother's Day. And one of them's taller than the other, you know. But the difference is it's the grandchild who's taller.
Oh, yeah.
So when they go over the hill, it's really neat to see they're going down, and then all of a sudden the grandmother's not in the picture. So...
Yeah. I look forward to the stop motion that you put together.
Oh, that's what I should do.
Over the course of the years.
Make it a slide presentation.
Yeah.
Set it about 10 frames a second.
Yeah.
Slide presentation.
Yeah, have it rotating as it goes.
That'd be fun.
With a vocal commentary.
No. But it'll be ageless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
I like it.
I don't know if we took pictures when she was really little, and we introduced her to trees. Mm-hmm. And she's off now to Edmonton.
I'd heard.
Yeah. Is that where she's going?
Yeah, been deployed to Edmonton. So, yeah.
For the summer. Making her go.
They are. Yeah, but that's all right. She'll have fun.
Mm. Well, it'll be different.
Yeah.
What exactly for?
The funny part is that she's in so much relief. It doesn't matter how bad the job is. She could have been in the eastern part of Canada camping for 2 months.
Oh, that's not up her alley.
She did not want that one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The summer will be nice.
I've got a song for you, and it goes back to when you started this.
Me?
Yeah, you. You talked a bit about.
Oh, my gosh.
You talked a bit about hot air or balloons or something like that.
Hot air balloons.
Yeah, but it turns out that.
They have a lot of those in Ottawa.
You also talked about space and all that sort of thing and going into space and rockets. And so I have one called with Snotty Nose Res Kids. And the song that they have is Hot Planet.
Hot Planet.
Yeah. So, Rachel, when we come back after a couple of songs, we'll have a quick chat, and then we'll have a special interview with Brody and Lindsay. Okay?
Perfect. Yeah, sounds great.
That's hot.
Like I'm Sosa, know my tribe is red, need me some red Octobers, wake up and smell the roses, they burning up all over, I'm real deadly like Corona, got ancestors in my corner, merciless savage baby, and now I'm sophisticated, I know that the Lord can't save me, but that's just how creator made me, and I always been me, can't change me, you colonized minds, fool gazing, maybe you've been the one that needs saving, it's been too many years, can you blame me, whoa, my Nietzsche's coming loco, like Hades with some, not your token ninja, no, no, I look like homie Tonto. Best boy extraordinaire, ain't never been that so-so. Long hair and I don't care, bright tatted on my torso. Up and down the family trees, my ancestors B.O.G.s. Laying back by any means, and that's where the Russell means. Mama put her ass in check, never saying the world, cause the world would do it back. So come correct and show respect.
It's 98 degrees, I'm on a porch, I'm in a hammock. Sweatshirt down my never planned it. I need a drink with a lime all organic. Ice would be nice, going down like Titanic. Working on my Spanish, take over the planet. We blowing like the planet, don't panic, don't panic.
Burning on my tires, the world done caught on fire. We dying from a virus in a world full of liars. Can we fight for something higher? Why don't people love for hire? Should freedom riders write or are we preaching to the choir? You're so silly.
Kill me.
I do this for the city, and the Nietzsche's riding with me, screaming free Palestine and free your mind if you feel me. You're finally catching on, I've been walking since Free Willy. Oh, been healing from my traumas, my normal's full of drama. Let's take a family picture, picture perfect, new Obamas. Whole squad about to eat, boy I got it from my mama. Got a meeting now my palm, and tell they're biting like piranhas. Damn, family under nothing, that's that won't forget. Bridges over rivers, if you burn them you'll get wet. System built to burn us, now we hotter than a sweat. Man, I'll flick my cigarette and burn it down, Project X.
Burn it down. It's 98 degrees, I'm on the porch, I'm in a hammock. Sweatshirt down my back, hot boy Louisiana. I'm hotter than the grease when my grandma make a panic. We hotter than the planet, we couldn't never planned it. I need a drink with a lime all organic. Ice would be nice, going down like Titanic. Working on my Spanish, take over. We're blowing like the planet. Don't panic, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
So that, who was that?
That was Snotty Nose Res Kids with Hot Planet. Couldn't help get that one out because you guys were talking about him, you know, just a little bit. And then the fact that we're out looking at what's going on in the planet. This year it seems funny to be saying it's a hot planet, although it is a hot day today, up to 30 degrees here in the Kingston area. And I was in Ottawa midday, and it was 29 and 30 degrees. It oscillated. But there were a lot of clouds in Ottawa midday, you know, between 12 and 2:30. And then coming back, once we got to Perth, clouds were gone, sunshine. Still hot.
It's still hot. It's still hot, yeah. It was it's nice to have the sun out again.
Yeah, the humidity I'm not really happy with, but anyway. So, but I did hear some news as I was traveling back, and I thought of you right away. And the fact that you were coming in today is kind of a strange feeling to me. But you brought along a number of years ago an artist that you said we should play this person and, you know, get to know her. And then I don't think that's the right pronoun, but anyway. Now, Chris Dirksen, okay? And we did play over the years. We played a lot of the music, and it's really quite fascinating. She even teamed up with Tanya Tugak years ago, and they did a number of combinations of music, the cello with Tagak doing throat singing.
Yep.
She's worked with a number of Indigenous artists right across the country. Been sort of a mentor in a way, but also we know that she's been doing writing symphonies. That is quite spectacular when you think of, you know, the
endless projects.
So we have to learn a little bit more about her because she died on Saturday, I think it was, or Sunday.
I'm not sure.
I saw the 16th.
On the 16th.
All I heard that she died in a car accident coming back from her father's funeral. So I thought, how long is the song that you pick in terms of time?
6.5 minutes.
Okay. So, well, then
we can pull.
We'll talk after 7 o'clock. You could play that song right now.
All right.
In honor of Chris Dirksen.
This is a round dance featuring Northern Voice by Chris Dirksen.